hosted by Emmy-winning comedian and writer Jeff Cesario. Interviewing guests from comedy, entertainment, and sports. Plus, legendary sportscaster Chet Waterhouse. Don't worry, this shouldn't take longer than your average trip to Costco. And now, here's your host, Jeff Cesario.
What a day. We've had already probably, I'm going to guess, six guests unable to come on, almost all for medical reasons. And I'm not sounding that good. And I know your kid was sick. My kid's sick. So, but we're barreling through this because, you know, comedy waits for no man. We're going to talk. I got some things I got to get off my chest that I don't, Gary, normally have a chance to get off my chest. My producer, the great Gary Smith, who's single-handedly holding the Corolla Empire together like bad gaffer's tape.
Almost. You couldn't be more right. I mean, I guess it's not single-handedly because I've still got Chris, but everyone else is gone. I mean, we're falling apart at the edges here.
Let's be honest. Chris is going to Hollywood. So we're going to get to all of that. But first, let's find out. Chet, we've had a hell of a day. Do you even have a sports update for us?
I have sports updates like the Mets have fastball welts. Time for the Waterhouse update sponsored by Lotions 11, the smoothest, most radiant heist gang ever. NBA playoffs, Golden State, like a guy with a weird gun knife at a Dave Chappelle concert. They just keep coming at you. Warriors coach Steve Kerr's in COVID protocols, which in San Francisco involves isolating, but with shrimp scampi and weed. Milwaukee and Boston, more elbows thrown than a JetBlue baggage claim. And finally, the Mavericks' Luka Doncic scores 238,000 points and stores the floor after the game. They tie Phoenix 2-2. That wrap-up sponsored by Nutsacks, a perfect serving of nuts in a pocket-sized sack. That's Nutsacks. America's pastime. No, not making casseroles with Cheetos Flamin' Hots. Baseball. Cubs Dodgers while chasing a wild pitch. Cubs catcher Wilson Contreras do-si-do'd around Max Muncy's nuts so deftly the TSA is now using it as a training film. Ah, Contreras. Cincinnati sinking so badly, even the Flex Seal guy said, I got nothing for that. Major League Baseball will play games in London, England in 2023, 24, and 26. 2025, the stadium was already booked by Oasis. And finally, the Giants brought up pitcher Sean Hiel, who is 6 feet 11 inches tall. He has two really good pitches, a wicked fastball, and then the one where he just leans over and drops it over the plate. Ah, that item is sponsored by Spanitizer. Put it on your hands once, you're good for 10 years. Warning, after applying Spanitizer, do not eat finger foods for 6 months. It's pay attention to hockey time, NHL playoffs. Colorado swept Nashville 4 straight, said Nashville's coach. We feel awful. Wonder what city we'd go to hear a really sad song. That item sponsored by Backplack, the backpack for all your dental supplies. And finally, this week in sports history, the year 2022. The place, Churchill Downs, Kentucky, 80-1 shot. Rich Strike comes from behind through every horse in the field to win the Kentucky Derby, said his trainer, his pronouns, are badass and shove it. This Waterhouse update sponsored by Dick Tucker's women's clothes for men. Back to you, Jeff and Gary.
Wow, thank you, Chet. I know I might be getting a little cold because that was a little harder than most Chets.
Yeah, Chet's got a lot more energy than I think either of us have going this morning. That was really impressive that he got through that.
Yeah, Chet, good job. Thank you guys very much. And of course, partially sponsored by Bananas, the banana guaranteed to ripen tomorrow. Back to you guys. Get your vitamin C up. You know what I do, guys? Monkey testosterone right into the eyeball. Works for me.
Wow.
That's a good tip. I'll have to go down to
into the eyeball. That's That's more aggressive than I would have come up with on my own. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I don't. Well, why in the eyeball? Straight shot to your brain. You don't mess with any veins or any other parts of your body. Boom, right into the cerebellum, and you are flying high, baby.
Wow, thank you, that makes sense. Can't argue with that.
It kind of does, weirdly enough. All right, here's what I have to get off my chest, and Gary, you're going to be able to help me on this.
Yeah.
Because I can't do two things at once. So first of all, let's talk about this Wilson Contreras thing. How is he not suspended? He literally just it was like he was country line dancing or something. He literally cuffed him in the nuts and then spun around him. It's like a porn move.
It's like it was absolutely bizarre, and the fact that. In this day and age where the video exists and it can be reviewed, how is that his punishment?
Yeah, and let's be honest, this is diving into a dangerous turf for guys, because who knows what damage he could do. I mean, that's as at least a fastball right smack on the nut cup. It is going to hurt, but it's going to hurt in a hang on.
Okay.
In a fashion, I don't know what he's. Like, it'll hurt in a perimeter.
Yeah, it's going to be a
nut cup.
Right, you're going to have ancillary pain. You know,
I don't know what the physics term is.
No, neither do I.
Disperses the energy.
Sure, it's not a straight shot. It's going to it's like when you take a gunshot wearing a bulletproof vest. I would assume.
Right.
You know, I don't know personally, but you know, it's gonna hurt in a large area, even though you were hit with a very small bullet.
Right, and if possible, let's try to keep gunshots and nuts as far as in the future. Just a note.
I just assume that's what it feels like. You know, that's the worst pain I've felt. So,
right, but like Contreras, literally, like he kind of tried to tie it in a knot one handed. It was he should be gone. That could hurt a guy for a long time, because it there was no physics dispersal of energy.
Yeah,
it was just bam, and then he kind of reached under the nut cup or on the side of it. It was. I'm telling you, it was a pickpocket move. There, he was trying to pickpocket his nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think you have to look at, you know, that's however you want to expound it. You can end a bloodline that way. I mean, that's you're taking away.
You can end the Muncy bloodline right there.
Yeah, you really could. I mean, all joking aside, you do it just so, and it has the bad outcome. Yeah. That could be it.
So I say Wilson Contreras should be suspended 10 games and then have to catch the next 10 games. No padding.
Yeah, I like that. No padding, no face mask, you know, nothing.
No, nothing. Maybe naked.
Yeah, I mean, well, look, I don't know if I want to watch that, but, you know, with one of those, you know, what are those things they do in the movies, the Merkin?
All right. We'll give him that, but I would tune in for that.
Well, I'd tune in for it. I just, you know, I want a little bit of, you know, can we get a blur section, you know, just right here?
Yes.
Just blur this part. So,
yeah, we can pixelate that, but nothing else, because
sure.
I'm telling you, a slurve to the nipple is going to knock him out of the game.
Especially in 4K with 60 frames a second, they'll slow that down. It'll be like slow-mo on your iPhone. I mean, that hits the chest. You're going to see a ripple of skin. I mean, these guys are athletes. You want to see that.
Yeah. That slurve to the nipple, sponsored by Sliver City, the lumber yard that's in a hurry. And, of course, Nugentix wiener pills directly from Ted Nugent. Back to you guys. All right, let's move on. I got this you can help with. The NFL draft, we all watched it. Why did we watch it? It wasn't entertaining. And here's why I think it's not entertaining. If you're just joining us, this is Get It Off My Chest hour, like 18 minutes, because Gary has real work to do in about 10 minutes. Here's the deal on the NFL draft. They're using the wrong model. They're keeping the old announce and walk format.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist anywhere else in show business. They got to format it like the Real Housewives, the top 50 picks in a room together, trash talking, busting each other's balls, going at each other, A, it's going to be way more entertaining. You get all sorts of angles. B, you might see some head slaps, some fisticuffs, a little busting chops. C, you are going to develop some rivalries individually that will last their entire careers through the NFL. I'm telling you, that's the way to go.
I like where your head's at. I have to disagree slightly. I have to disagree.
It's a little addled by...
No, it's not. It's not. It's brilliant. It's brilliant, but I've been thinking about this for 4 years. So I have a slightly different I have a slightly different take on this. My wife
thought of nothing for 4 years.
Exactly. My wife is
I'm honored.
Yes. My wife is constantly making fun of me because anytime the Kevin Costner film Draft Day is on TV, no matter what portion of the film has, whether it started 3 minutes ago, whether it's ending in 5 minutes, I will put it on and watch it till the end. I love that film. So what I would like to see, the problem with your scenario is you've got 50 guys who are on the precipice of making millions of dollars. They've got agents. They've got parents. They've got guys sitting around them telling them to act adult. Don't sketch anyone out. These people are finicky. You're not going to get drafted if you do something silly. What you do is you do a hard knock style. Every season you pick one GM and you follow him for all of draft day. And you watch the drama that ensues as the trades happen, as his wife breaks up with him, all the crazy stuff that has to happen. You watch behind the scenes from the Cincinnati Bengals, from the San Diego.
His wife broke up with him just from draft day?
Listen, what happened? I've seen the film a few times. He gets the woman pregnant at the beginning of the film, and then he's got to deal with that through the whole draft day.
I might have to watch this movie, but you threw a major curveball into the NFL draft. Let's follow one GM and see how it completely fucks his life.
Yeah, exactly, because that's got to be the most stressful day in anyone's professional career. I mean, there's no day in my year that's like that.
You know, you're on to something. The old draft, and here's what you're on to, flip it. We don't need to see we don't need to see the kids at all that much. You need to highlight them, see them with their families, all that kind of warm-hearted crap. I don't mean to mean warm-hearted. You know, what I loved about the old draft, even though it took ages, you know, each team had 20 minutes and things would happen. And you go like, you know, a team would come back inside of 18 seconds or something because they knew their pick. And then suddenly Chicago Bears, you're on the clock. And then they'd go to the Chicago Bears draft room and they'd be like, fuck.
Oh, shit. It's supposed to be 19 minutes from now.
Yeah, that is way more entertaining than what we're seeing now. Maybe we turn the cameras back on, and now that you have GoPros and little pin cameras, you can stick them all over the draft rooms, increase it from, I'm not saying go back to 20, but right now it's like 5 minutes, 6 minutes, something like that. Maybe increase it to 7 just to create some drama. Let's see what those room. I would rather have seen the Packers and Vikings, was it?
Yeah.
Created a major trade right before the Packers drafted, or right before the Vikings drafted, I think. Mm-hmm. And they traded that pick to Green Bay to move up to 32, and they got 53 and 59. To see that, to see both rooms split screen, to see them put together that deal.
Exactly. You're going to watch these miraculous 22-year-old athletes on the field next year, 17, 18 weeks in a row. Let's watch a 32-year-old intern get fired because he screwed up the GM's coffee order in the middle of a trade. That's
right.
That's
he
drama.
Comes in and Jerry Jones just get that shit out of here.
Not only are you fired, but you're dead. Johnny, take care of him.
Wow. That's the NFL, baby.
Just saying, man.
That's not even a penalty in the offseason in the NFL. All right, we solved that. I love that way, way better.
Yeah, me too.
And then still follow one guy just to see if he gets divorced.
Right.
All right. Last thing, because we're running out of time, to get off my chest, golf had the majors are great. They're an event. I think everything in golf needs to be an event. These week in and week out tours, I know they're important for golf fans and Golf Channel fans, and everything, but they don't resonate whatsoever. They got to do more skins games. They got to do more celebrity games and weird team events. I don't want to take away from the Ryder Cup, but come on, you got Ray Romano and Kevin James. You got George Lopez, Holly Saunders, Justin Timberlake. You got celebs who can really golf. Pair them up with celebrities. And I mean, the old Bing Crosby clam bake, the old Pro-Am, that was the biggest rated tournament of the year because they wanted to see Dean Martin golf. You know, I mean, you want to see this stuff. I think they got to figure out a way to make more event driven golf and then have your tournaments Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, get them out of the way if you want those. But boy, you want to see the ratings go through the roof. Hey, come on. There's got to be, I mean, Harry Styles got to golf. He's British for pizza. The entire BTS is golf. Everybody in Korea golfs. So you've got a younger generation who might take to it. I think they got to revamp this whole thing. That's me.
I don't disagree. And I think that the execs are with you. You know, we've got the match thing, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen is coming up this summer. Those are fun. You know, we got to see, you know, I think it was Brady who holed out from about 100 yards a couple of matches ago. Right. That was fun. But I agree with you. From my childhood, the skins games were the ones that really got me. That was how my dad got me to watch golf. There's money on the line. Each hole, it's push. Now it's going over. All of a sudden, you know, 90 grand turns into 370. You know, it's really fun. But the one other thing I might suggest, if they're not going to move the tournaments to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I want a show where it's following the caddies on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as their wives try to divorce them because they're going to Fayetteville for some tournament. Wow. I want to see the inside of that. Sure. I'm keeping with a theme here, Jeff. I'm saying.
Yeah. And if you've ever, and the theme, of course, divorce, but if you've ever been to Fayetteville, you'll know that's the place that might drive a wedge between you and your wife. All right. Follow me on Twitter at Real Jeff Cesario. My album, What Was I Thinking? Streaming everywhere. The Play With Pain mugs available at jeffcesario.com. I'm like one mug away now.
We got there.
Yeah, it's so close to get a check from a cafe press because they don't just send you a check until you clear a certain.
I'll tell you what, Jeff, the listeners should do the right thing. But if we get to June, my dad will push you over the edge. I'll get him a Play With Pain mug.
Perfect. Follow Gary Smith, my producer here at G Patrick Smith. That's on Twitter. What are you producing over at the Corolla Empire?
These days, everyone quit. I produce everything. But what I'm going to plug, is the Water Coolers Patreon, patreon.com/watercooler. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that's
watch those guys. They just lost a couple of their compatriots, and I'm sure it's good. If you need a fill in.
Well, they're staying.
I'll jump in.
Well, they're staying on Water Cooler because they like the checks. So. You know, these fucking guys in Blue Town, they left us with all the work, and they're like, oh, I'll see you on Thursday. I'm like, okay. So, just check us out over there. It's five idiots, drinking White Claws and shouting about, you know, I don't know. We're barking at each other. It's
lunacy. You got to have me on because that takes some stones to keep on the show.
Fucking guys on Zoom. I'll send you my audio. What?
Oh, yeah.
You moved to Texas, Matt. But whatever. We have a good time. Yes, we'll have you on very soon, though.
Chet, what's going on with you? This weekend, I'll be in Barf City, California, calling the unintentional surfing championships for the Oops Network. We're finding the best person who fell in the water accidentally and got tossed back on the beach like a piece of driftwood. Sponsored by Fluo, Hawaii's strongest cold medicine. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain. Thanks for tuning in, folks.